Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
As I was reading in Jeremiah, actually we were, Jeremiah 1, verses 5 through 10, in the Classic Amplified Bible, our spirits became ignited. And this is what it says. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Say not I am only a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day appointed you to be the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
Here are seven powerful keys to this passage of scripture from Jeremiah 1. First, God formed you. He created you. And yes, he did so in his image and after his likeness. So, you're not an accident. You nor a illegitimate child, because God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Your parents may have been illegitimate, but you're not. And yes, God created you to be like him. Genesis 1:26, New Living Translation. Then God said, Let us make human beings in our image to be like us.
Second, God knew and approved of you. God not only knew you before you were born, he approved of you. If you ever made any sort of self-effacing, remarks about being a failure in your life, stop it. If God approved of you, you can't be a failure.
That's right. Hear that.
You may not be where he wants you to be or where you want to be, but that doesn't mean that you won't get there.
Third, God separated you for service. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship. We created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we might do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, so that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. See, no matter how young or how old you are, you may not have yet discovered why you were born and the plans God has for you. Esther chapter 4, verse 14, 4:14, Classic Amplified Bible. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance shall arise for the Jews from elsewhere, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this and for this very occasion. Think about that. And see, that's not just Esther. That's each of us. You were born for such a time as this. Think about that.
Fourth, excuses don't work with God. Jeremiah complained that he was too young to speak. And very quickly, God told him not to say that he was just a youth. This is a great example of how our excuses they just don't cut it with God. We find it also very significant that God told Jeremiah not to say that he was too young anymore. Let there be no doubt that God understands the power of the tongue. Years earlier, Moses had tried the same thing, telling God that he couldn't speak plainly. God was not impressed with Moses' excuses, and neither would he be with ours.
Well, Fifth, go where God says and speak what he says. On a near daily basis, either meet or speak with someone with whom God has assigned me a divine appointment. When God says, go and do, we need to be positioned to do what he says. If we're encumbered by debt and lack, we're not really free to do what he says when he says do it. I firmly believe that everything we experience in life prepares us for our next encounter, and the one after that, and the one after that. 1 Samuel 10:7 in the Message Bible. When these confirming signs are accomplished, you'll know that you're ready. Whatever job you're given to do, do it. God is with you.
Hallelujah. Six, no need, excuse me, to be afraid. God will deliver you. That is helpful. In 2 Chronicles 20:17 in the New International Version, it says, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. It's comforting to read these stories and know that no matter who or what we're facing, we have no reason to be afraid or fearful. The Lord is with us. He said he was in everything that we do.
Hallelujah. Seventh, the Lord anoints your lips with the words he wants spoken. Matthew 10:20, Classic Amplified. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. If you're entering a difficult meeting with a supervisor or boss, or for that matter anybody else, pray and ask the greater one in you to anoint your lips with his word and truth and authority. God gave Jeremiah a major assignment. He wasn't concerned about his youth, his manner of speech, or how he dressed. He was just looking for Jeremiah's availability and willingness to follow his instructions. As we finished reading Jeremiah 1:5-10, we were taken by how Jeremiah was set apart and from his birth. We're going to look at seven people set apart for God from their birth, or if you wish, pre-qualified by God for kingdom service.
And the truth of the matter is we all are. We all are.
Absolutely.
Because we have all been set apart to do something, even if it wasn't put in Scripture. And this was all put in Scripture after the things happened anyway. So, number one?
Samson.
That's it.
Samson.
In Judges 13:2-5, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, There was a certain man of Zorah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, behold, you are barren and have no children, but you shall become pregnant and bear a son. Therefore, beware and drink no wine or strong drink and eat nothing unclean. For behold, you shall become pregnant and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from birth, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Samson was set apart before his birth, and yet his greatest triumph came after his greatest failure. And just because you've been set apart doesn't mean you won't face trouble or deal with even self-imposed stupidity or learn to grow and find out what it is
and do what
God wants you to do.
Honey, and the truth of the matter is, if you've been set apart,
yes,
you can understand that the enemy is going to attack you.
Oh, that's right.
No question. Because he recognizes your potential for kingdom service.
That's right.
Number two, Jeremiah. As we read at the beginning of today's call, Jeremiah was definitely set apart by the Lord before his birth to be God's prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1:5, New Living Translation. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Because you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. No question about it.
That's it. Number three, Samuel. Hannah, his mother, desperately wanted a child. She prayed, she wept, she pleaded, but no baby until she made a memorial offering in 1 Samuel 1:11. 1 Samuel 1:11 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me, and not forget thy handmaiden, but will give unto thee thine handmaiden a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." Once Hannah made her offering, she actually got pregnant the very same day.
Same day, that's right.
In 1 Samuel 1:19 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "The family arose early in the next morning, worshiped before the Lord, and returned to their home in Ramoth. Elkanah knew it, Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Later, in 1 Samuel 1, we read in verse 27 and 28, this I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where Hannah said, "I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he has granted my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord." Hallelujah. Praise his name. "Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life." And they worship the Lord there.
Number four.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, sorry.
John the Baptist.
Mm. In Luke 1:15-17, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord, and he must drink no wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even and from his mother's womb. And he will turn back and cause to return many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he himself will go forth before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children and to the disobedient and incredulous and unpersuadable to the wisdom of the upright, which is the knowledge and the holy love of the will of God, in order to make ready for the Lord a people perfectly prepared in spirit, adjusted and disposed and placed in the right moral state."
You know, honey.
Wow.
I believe without question, the first sentence in Luke 1:15 is about, well, it's about everybody who's hearing our voices.
That's right.
It says, "For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord." That'd be a great verse to personalize. For Janice will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. For Carol will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord.
For Yvette will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For Elijah will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. Personalize it for you. Hallelujah. That's a good place to stop.
All right.
We're not going to finish this. We'll pick it up on tomorrow's call. Encourage you to go to haroldherring.com and check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top, where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.